This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. A report this morning from the International Energy Agency contains a kind of a striking headline. The IEA forecasts the U.S., not Saudi Arabia, not Russia, the U.S. will become the biggest oil producer in the world by around 2020. By 2030, the agency expects the U.S. will be a net exporter of oil. Samuel Chishuk is an oil supply consultant at KBC Energy Economics in London. Good to talk with you.
Well, pleasure being here. Thanks.
The idea of the U.S. as the world's largest oil producer, I think for a lot of people, that prospect is kind of like, where did that come from? So what's happening that would lead the IEA to project that by 2020 or so?
Well, I mean, we've seen the boom in shale oil production, which is bringing the U.S. back to this position it once had, but of course many decades ago.
And remind us what shale oil production is again.
Well, it's a production from very tight reservoirs, so shale, basically, which has been pioneered in the U.S. First, there was a very big boom in producing gas from shale in the last few years, and the technologies have now very successfully for a couple of years now been transferred to oil.
So shale oil production is kind of messy.
Well, no, that's more the oil shale, and one has to make a difference between those two because they're very, very different. So oil shale production is what a lot of people will think of, also call tar. Like production mainly in Canada. The shale is not itself messy, but it requires technologies like fracking to break up the shale formations underground and sort of free up gas or oil from the sort of pockets where it's trapped, to simplify it.
So oil shale and shale oil production, that's an important distinction for folks to learn about going forward, huh?
It is, yes, exactly. It's an important. But in the U.S., it's really the sort of the oil shale, which has been booming, and this has been adding so much more production capacity in the last few years.
What does the IEA have to say about the prospects for renewable energy sources as a part of our global energy mix?
Well, I mean, you know, they see continued growth, particularly in the U.S. Regulatory measures to raise environmental standards in fuels, for instance, are already calling for higher levels of biofuels in the mix. So, I mean, there will be growth. It's being sort of spurred by legislation, and they don't really see that as anything that will diminish.
Thinking about this prospect of the U.S. becoming the world's largest oil producer and an oil exporter, they say, by 2030, geopolitically, that's going to have some very interesting implications, wouldn't you think?
Well, it could have. It would be much easier for isolationist forces in the U.S. to advocate taking a step back and not getting as much involved in, for instance, the Middle East. It's not like the U.S. will be disconnected from the global markets or from the oil price. But, you know, there won't be sort of a direct sort of supply at stake for the U.S. in the same way. And it might change things. It might change relationships, particularly with big suppliers in the U.S.
Samuel Chishuk is an oil supply consultant. He's at KBC Energy Economics with me from London. Thanks very much.
Thank you.